The following is a public service announcement. Election day is near. Go to the polls and vote. Vote for the Kennedy of your choice, but vote.
Do you really think you can get away with this?
Well, Pierre, I've been criticized in the newspapers for the big parties and the state dinners. Now, we've got to cut down and economy starch at home.
All right, if you say so. Oh, here they are.
All right, gentlemen, let us be seated. Mr. Adenauer, if you will sit next to your friend, Mr. de Gaulle. And Mr. Castro, if you will sit here next to your friend, Mr. Khrushchev. Mr. Nashoff, if you will sit here next to Mr. Ben-Gurion. I'm sorry. Mr. Nkrumah, if you will sit in between Mr. Ben-Gurion and Mr. Nashoff, then you can turn either way. Now, Mr. Chiang Kai-shek, would you please sit there beside Mr. Khrushchev? Oh, good. Now, before we get down to the business at hand, I think lunch would be in order. Now, I thought that instead of the formal food we usually serve here, that we would have a typical American businessman's lunch. So I'm going to send down to the delicatessen store for some sandwiches. Well, how does that strike you, gentlemen? Mr. Khrushchev, would you, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but would you mind just taking your shoe off the table? Now, I think I'll have a peanut butter and jelly on whole wheat with a side order of a coleslaw and a hot fudge sundae. Mr. de Gaulle?
Yuck. I would like to have Dove under glass.
Well, I'm sorry, General, but we're only having sandwiches today.
Then could I have a Dove under glass sandwich?
All right, Pierre, a chicken salad on white for the General. Chiang Kai-shek.
Club sandwich would be fine. Thank you so much.
Would you like it with a little mayo?
Please, not to mention that name.
I'm sorry. Mr. Nasser.
I'll have a hot pastrami sandwich. I can never get it at home.
What kind of bread?
White toast with lettuce and mayonnaise.
Mr. Nasser.
What do you want, Ben-Gurion?
Look, I know we don't get along. You never listen to me. Now you're fooling around with rockets. But this time, please listen. Pastrami don't go with white bread and lettuce and mayonnaise. Have it on rye bread with mustard and a glass of tea. You'll enjoy it.
I think that Mr. Ben-Gurion has a point there.
All right, I'll take a chance.
Good boy. And if you like pastrami, next time you're in my neighborhood, drop into the house. My wife makes a gefilte fish. It melts in your mouth.
We'll have to get together, Mr. Ben-Gurion.
My name is Ben-Gurion. You can call me Ben.
My name is Abdul Nasser. You can call me Abe.
Good. Now, fine. Mr. Khrushchev.
Oh, you don't have to order special for me. I'll have a bite of everybody else's.
All right, Mr. Adenauer.
You have one sandwich here in America I love. I have a Western sandwich.
If Adenauer has a Western sandwich, then I'll have an Eastern sandwich.
There is no Eastern sandwich.
Then I want the Eastern portion of his Western sandwich.
I'm sure we can negotiate on that subject. Mr. Castro.
No pregunte qué su patria puede hacer para usted, pero pregunte qué usted puede hacer para su patria. I have a chicken sandwich with a live chicken.
Well, that leaves Mr. Nkrumah. What will you have, sir?
I'll have some watermelon.
Don't put me on, Mr. Nkrumah.
Well, All right, a ham and egg sandwich and a Coke. And I guess a bowl of borscht.
Okay. Okay, Pierre, put the rush on it. Well, we got gentlemen, that was a pleasant lunch. Now, under discussion today will be nuclear disarmament, followed by the UN bond issue and a matter of the trade agreements. Now, first, there is a most important matter to settle. Mr. De Gaulle, yours was the chicken salad and coffee. That's $1.40.
Well, what do you say, Dirksen? Will you make up your mind?
Well, sir, I think that $2 million is much too much. However, sir, I do think that the residual benefits to be derived from this project would more than compensate, sir, for the original outlay of funds.
I see. Mr. Roshka, what do you think?
Well, sir, I do not go along with Mr. Dirksen. The residual benefits are beside the point. It's a dangerous move.
I'd like to say something, if I might.
Must you, Lyndon?
Well, sir, I don't think that either Mr. Rusk or Mr. Johnson here have the right, sir, to advise in this particular matter. I do believe, sir, that the decision is up to you. And if I may say so, you are holding things up. I think this truly calls for an immediate decision on your part, sir.
Ev, you drive a hard bargain. But, okay, here's what I'll do. I'll sell you a boardwalk in Park Place with a $2,000 on it.
Who goes there? Oh, it's you. Go right ahead.
Hold it, hold it. Where are you going? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize you, sir.
Hey, no one is admitted beyond... Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't know it was you.
Yes? Oh, it's you. What is it? I'm sorry, young man, but she can't. She's in Italy with her mother.
Oh. Well, then, what's Lyndon doing?
Now down onto the floor for this week's press conference.
Yes, well, there is no opening statement. I think I will just take the first question.
Claude Smedley, Washington Daily Herald. Sir, would you comment on the African situation, please?
Well, no, I'm not up to date on that. Now, I sent a personal representative to Africa some months ago. So far, she hasn't even dropped me a card. Yes.
R.L.C. versus National and International Post Dispatch and Farm Bulletin, Weekly Morning Press Gazette, and Daily Bugle.
Let me say this about that now.
The question is, any comment on the charges that your family is a dynasty?
Well, they're false. Now, I don't believe in those charges, and neither does my brother Bobby nor my brother Genghis. Yes.
Sir, we understand that on-the-spot nuclear inspection might not be necessary. Do you have a new way that we can tell what the Russians are doing without actual on-the-spot inspection in the Soviet Union?
Yes, we are asking everyone to be very, very quiet. You in the flowered hat.
Yes, I'd like to.
Not you, sir, the lady behind you.
Sir.
Yes.
When will we send a man to the moon?
Whenever Senator Goldwater wants to go.
Would you like your son to be president?
Definitely not. I think he should finish school first. Yes.
What are you going to do about the medical care for the aged?
Try to stay young. I think we have time for one final question.
Yeah. Yes. Now that you're in office, what do you think the chances are for a Jewish president?
Well, I think they're pretty good. Now, let me say, I don't see why a person of the Jewish faith can't be president of the United States. I know as a Catholic, I could never vote for him, but other than that...
I worked 3 months on the creation of this dress. I believe, how you say, madame, it is you. A Jacques original for you. Eh?
Ah, merci, Jacques. Très bien. I believe you're right, Jacques. I like it. It has a very distinctive air about it, and yet it is conservative. I like it.
Ah, you make me so happy. I have thought and thought, and I have decided to name this after you, the First Lady. Eh?
Merci, Jacques. I don't like to tell an artist what to do, but I wondered, would you mind if I made one small change? Could you remove the top button?
Ah, madame, a wonderful idea. Of course, that is the touch you needed.
Merci. I think I'll wear it tonight to the embassy ball. Au revoir, Jacques.
Oh, madame, madame, you make me so happy. Mrs. G., rip the top button off those 5,000 first ladies and put them on a rack.
Pass me the magazine section of the Times.
I'm doing the puzzle, darling.
Well, then give me the book review section.
Here you are. Isn't it nice being here alone on a Saturday night? Just the two of us for change.
That's what you said last Saturday and the Saturday before that and the Saturday before that. You want to see a movie?
Fine. There's a wonderful abstract Swedish picture playing.
I knew you'd say that. I know where there's a good Italian movie playing, seeing as how you like foreign films.
Wonderful. Which one?
Hercules, starring Steve Reeves.
I knew you'd say that.
Well, there must be something to do. I just feel so guilty just sitting here, like I'm cheating the country. Do you want to go bowling or something?
I can't. I lent Lady Bird my ball. What are the Rusks doing? They're always entertaining. We could call them and you could feel them out.
I'll call. Mr. Rush, please. The President of the United States. Hello, Dean. No, it's not an emergency, not a big one. Well, I wanted to know what's going on there. I hear noises and laughter. Oh, a party isn't that nice.
The Rusks are having a party, Jackie.
I was just telling Jackie that you were having a party. Yes, she's here with me. We're home alone tonight. Just the two of us. She and I, no one else. Alone. The two of us. What? What did I call about? Oh, it's not important. I'll discuss it with you on Monday. Yes, thanks. Oh, and Dean, if you get any political questions that you can't answer, be sure and call me, because I'm not going anywhere. Jackie and I will be home. Alone. Goodbye.
I'll tell you what. Let's call up for a pizza.
I can't do that. I can't call up and say, this is the President of the United States. Send up a sausage pizza.
Don't tell them who you are. Just tell them to send it to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
I don't know if I can do that.
Well, let's do something. I don't want to stay home. I'm sick and tired of staying home and staring at these same 100 walls.
Hello? Oh, hello, Elsa. It's Elsa Maxwell, Jackie. What? You're having a party and you wonder if by any remote chance we happen to be free. Free? Jackie and I on a Saturday night? You know, Elsa, sometimes I wonder about you. We're having our own party. Can't you hear it?
Jackie, laugh it up.
Hear that, Elsa? That Adlai, he's such a cutie. He always makes Jackie laugh. Just a minute. Yes, thank you. I will have some more champagne and fill the Maharaja of Baroda's glass. Don't forget the Maharini. Oh, Elsa, I have to hang up. The Humphreys and Goldwaters are at it again. Goodbye, Elsa, and thanks for thinking of us. Pass me the magazine section of the Times.
I'm doing the puzzle, darling.
Oh, then give me the book review section.
Isn't it nice being here alone on a Saturday night? Just the two of us for a change.
Old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. All right, Jackie, you take it here.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne?
All right, Caroline, now you come in.
For old lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne.
Now everybody take it together with vigor.
We'll take a cup of kindness yet for auld lang
syne. Now, let's remember the number to call in New York is El Dorado.
Yes, go to sleep now, Caroline. Daddy tucked you in, and you've had three glasses of water. Now, good night.
Tell me a story, Daddy.
Oh, come on, sweetheart. It's late.
Just one short story, Daddy.
Oh, all right. Just one.
Tell me my favorite story.
About the tall man?
Yes, with all the hair.
Well, there was this tall man
with a lot of hair.
And he was prince and a great warrior. And the people of his country picked him to be their leader because he could protect them and lead them on to the new frontiers.
Tell me about when he had the trouble.
Well, Caroline, first he had trouble with the Steel Duke. And then all the money lords. Then all the money lords gave him trouble. And then all the other lords wanted to take his job away. But when he talked, everyone believed him. And he remained as their leader. Now, one day, the evil prince with the black beard from the island in the south and the... the terrible fat bear from the cold north came and they tried to hurt the prince. But the prince was too smart and he chased them away. So the handsome prince and all the people of his country lived happily ever after.
Oh, I was scared. But hooray for the prince. And thank you, Daddy. Good night.
Good night, Caroline. Good night.
These sessions do him so much good.